winners, you know, suspicions confirmed. When you read the nominations and look at the people who nominated them.
Yeah.
You know, these are coworkers who might like to get an award themselves, but it's just the remarkable stuff these people do.
Mm-hmm.
And all of these people, we've looked at their backgrounds, and it is, this will sound very corny, but it's very humbling to be associated with them. Yeah.
When you think about the nominees, the winners, do you see a thread that runs through each of these? Is there something in common that you see?
You know, I'll steal this from a friend. He wrote an essay, I guess, called The Mystery of Talent. And he was looking at showbiz people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why does Joan Rivers make it and Mary Sblavnik not make it, and what it is. And he said the only common quality he could find of all these people, all these successful people in showbiz and music and the arts, was a very high energy level.
Mm-hmm.
And I see that with the people that we come in contact, a lot of them, and even people in our business. But the nominees we've had and the award winners, they all seem to really love their jobs, and they're sort of energized by it, and they draw strength from it. I mean, I can imagine them going home at the end of the day, and it'd be a very long day, and maybe in a sense having more energy than when they arrive.
Mm-hmm.
Just because of what they're like, their batteries are recharged.
Yeah, and especially in the area of human resources, I imagine that's a tremendous example to
gotta
set.
Be. Yeah, I mean, you have to assume intelligence, and you have to assume a certain amount of diplomacy and charm just to get by, to be a people person in an HR realm. But that said, again, I sense this aura of energy coming off them.
Mm-hmm. If you talk to these people, and we'll talk to more of them throughout the week, and you'll talk to all of them at some point. What do you think we should think about them in addition to what they say? Because we're talking to these folks and we're going to ask them, you know, tell us about your job and tell us about, and that's all fine. But what do we read between the lines when we're listening to these folks?
Well, I think one thing you realize is, you know, we're in D.C. I grew up here more or less, and, you know, we think we're Beltway insiders and all that, but I think it's nice to step back and realize, in a lot of way, how little we know about the government and what it does and the functions that people have that we literally either take for granted or don't know they exist, but they're out there. And I've always had the feeling, and I'm not a cheerleader for the government. It's got a lot of things wrong with it. But I have always thought that here we are broadcasting from Cleveland Park, and that cancer is probably, or the various forms of it, are probably going to be solved, cured by people 8.5 miles away from us out of the NIH or some other government facility. So I just think the breadth and the depth of what government workers do is a mystery to most people.
What are we looking for? What are you looking for when you're looking at these nominations?
That's a good question, and I don't think I have an answer. It's something just
you'll know it when you see it.
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah. I know what I like.
Yeah.
And John Barry, I think everybody, and we did not expect him or anybody of his rank to be nominated, but when he was, he just jumps off the page. And then if you read the credentials of these other people, they're fabulous. And then when you meet them, you say, yep, suspicion's confirmed. We did the right thing.
Yeah. As we think about the folks that we talked to this year, this is the second time we've done this. Mm-hmm. We talked to an equally stellar group of people last year. And thinking about at some point in time, depending who you listen to, it could happen sooner rather than later. There are not nearly as many folks to win the next time.
Yeah. Yeah, you think, how could you replace this group? But with all due respect, we will.
Yeah.
They're coming another line. And I get the same feeling now when I go to the Senior Executives Association's dinner at the State Department. It's a wonderful affair, black tie.
Mm-hmm.
And the people in the room, you think, this is the most impressive group of people I've ever been with. And then the next year, you say, nope, this is the most impressive group. And I just says something about the government and what it does and the talent scouts who find them and persuade them to stay.
Yeah. We'll talk about your turn this week tomorrow on the show. And we've got a great archive on federalnewsradio.com of all your old Your Turn shows. The column today, though, this layoff, buyout, all of this kind of stuff continues. This is like gurgling, bubbling under.
Yeah, and again, as we say, this is not a drill. This is for real. I've talked to virtually all of the lobbyists for the federal groups, the postal groups, the retirees, the managers, and they all say the same thing, that they've never seen anything like this. And there's so much coming at federal workers from the Hill, from the administration, from bipartisan groups, from the fiscal, the Debt Reduction Commission. And these are ideas that it's almost as if the perfect storm was here. You know, we're in our second year of a 2-year pay freeze. Retirees haven't had a cost of living adjustment for 2 years because of the inflation, the deflation, if you will. But there are people who are talking about extending this pay freeze so that it will run for 5 years. And when you start to think about the cost this would have to the government and to individuals, and then if you tamper with the retirement system by either making people kick in more money or using a different gauge to determine inflation, and then there's one proposal. I don't think it's been introduced legislatively, but to eliminate the government pension section of the federal employees retirement system. And under the proposal, this would start in 2013. So if you look at, you have a government, worst case scenario, let's say we have a 5-year pay freeze. They change the retirement formula. They change the contributions. They change the system so that federal workers and retirees are required to pay more of their health insurance, a bigger share of the premium each year. And then you eliminate the retirement component, the government retirement component for new hires in the future. What's this going to do to the government as a career? Mm-hmm. And I'm not that far-seeing, and I don't pretend to worry that much about things. But this kind of thing troubles you, because the government would not be a very desirable place to work.